the pressure. Zigzag Fairlever OFM, and much like our wallets ahead of the festive season, they're also
under pressure.
100%. So we need to turn our sense around more than once, okay? But how do we do that, especially ahead of the festive season? Because let's be honest, you want to have a lacquer festive season. So sometimes the logical thing to do, like, you know, sticking to a budget and, you know, playing between the lines, that goes out the back door. Because, hey, we've worked hard during the year. Now we want to have some fun.
Yeah, I'll sort it out next year.
Yes, and then sometimes it means, like, then we sit with a problem next year. And you don't want to be in that position. So, financial expert Shane Brown, firstly, good morning. Welcome to OFM. How should we go about budgeting for the upcoming festive season?
As you can see, all the festive season decorations are up at the shopping centres as we start entering the season of giving. The challenge for most people is that we end up paying for our festive spending far into the new year. And with interest rates going up, it costs a lot to use the bank's money. So here are some key points. One, make a budget. This is the starting point. Your normal expenses don't just disappear over the festive season. Remember to consider the back-to-school costs for January. Two, create a spending plan for the holiday. Think travel costs, gifts, food, drinks, cards, wrapping paper, as well as entertainment. Identify how much money you will have available for the festive season. Prioritize the most important things and become a little more creative. Three, identify what gifts you're going to buy. Shop around on and offline to find the best prices. Speak to the family and set limits on how much you spend on each other. With friends, buy a gift for a limited amount and have a lucky dip. If you're having family over, split up the food and drinks needed between everyone. If you or a friend have great DIY talents, put it to work. Make gifts for friends, which might even be DIY jobs around the houses. Also, who doesn't love cards made by the kids? Think of it as a game. How do we have the most fun at the lowest cost? And there are rewards for the best idea, so everyone is involved. Remember, South African summers are designed for outdoors. We have the most low-cost places to visit and things to do all around us. We want to take advantage of this and spend time outdoors with family and friends. Often we're very good at drawing up the budget, but not great at tracking the expenses and therefore overspending. So number seven, track your spending against the budget daily to make sure we stay accountable and avoid using credit cards. This also sets us up for next year's festive season, as we now have a budget which can be split between the next 11 months, so we know what we need to save during the year to have a fantastic holiday.
I love that advice.
I really like the DIY gift advice.
Yeah, that's great advice. And that's the thing. You've worked hard during the year. You want to have a lekker festive season. Maar jy wil dit nie doen ten koste van jouself in die nuwe jaar nie. So hou daai wenke in jou agterkop met die feesseisoen wat op hande is. Draai jou rande twee keer om, maar maak ook seker jy het 'n lekker feesseisoen wat wag. Vir al daai wenke gemaak, draai aanlyn by ofm.co.za. The Good Morning Breakfast Show.